بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord. Allah azza wa jal is our creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our maker. And one of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us is for us to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to know Allah azza wa jal better. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Quran, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Know and acknowledge that there is no God except Allah. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself in the Quran Kareem. And as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does describe himself for us in the Quran Kareem, we will never ever comprehend and grasp the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our imagination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our understanding. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described himself in the Quran Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attributed to himself the great attributes. And one of those are the great names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, to Allah azza wa jal are the beautiful names. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those beautiful names. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the asma al-husna. And al-asma is a plural word of ism, which is the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-husna, the beautiful names of Allah azza wa jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the beautiful names. And inshallah, in this series, we'll be talking about the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only just to talk about them, but for us to understand the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we understand the names of Allah azza wa jal, then we'll understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better. And the more that we understand Allah azza wa jal, the closer we become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when you understand the names of Allah, the attributes of Allah, you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam furthermore says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 99 names. Those who memorize those names will enter the Jannah. So inshallah, we want to memorize those names and at the same time understand those names, because part of memorizing those names is understanding those names and acting upon those names, in which inshallah we'll be talking to you about those names, the definition of those names, and understanding those names, and how can we act upon those names bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the unlimited attributes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the unlimited names, even though the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned 99, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned limited names in the Quran Kareem, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond any form of limitation. So inshallah, in this series, we'll be understanding the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to understand Allah azza wa jal better, for us to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more and more, so we could get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more and more, so we could connect our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more and more, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those names, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Allah are the beautiful names, so ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those names. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better, get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have a better understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His great attributes and names. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.